Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist that uses his platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder and also, you know, in the process, validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how you will never, ever really know the narcissistic person in your life, the narcissist in your life. So pretty much what's going on is that, like, you have. Yeah, people walking by. Sorry, y'all. See people walking by. But yeah. So pretty much you never ever know the narcissist in your life, because narcissists, we really don't have a true identity. I feel like the person you see right now, or the person you listening to right now on Apple Music or Spotify or whatnot, this person is I feel like I've always said this too. The person you see right now is an accumulation of all the personality traits that I have either, you know, been jealous of or admired in other people around me. So if I see somebody doing something that I like, if they're loud and boisterous, I try to pick up on that loud and boisterousness to, you know, to incorporate it into who I am. If I see, like, I've gone so far as to copy people's handwriting because I like it. I'm like, maybe their handwriting will make me feel different. You know what I mean? And it, being funny, like, being funny is part of who I am, but I picked up this trait from years and years of just, you know, studying who I've been, like, of being around people that have been funny, watching a lot of comedy movies and things like that. So now I tend to find the humor in whatever is going on. Like, I find humor in narcissistic personality disorder. I find humor in a lot of different things. And that's just who I've been and who I am right now. You know what I mean? So sometimes a narcissist will come out and flat out tell you. They're like, you will never ever really know me. You won't know who I am. And if y'all are looking at, watch me on YouTube, I'm actually sitting in the back of my car at my son's baseball game. You know what I mean? Because he has baseball practice. He's practicing back there in the back. I'm just sitting in my car because it's hot everywhere else. But sometimes a narcissist will just flat out tell you that you will never, ever really, you know, really know us. Like, you don't really know us. You don't know who we are, and you don't know what we are capable of. And a lot of people, and it kind of goes over people's heads sometimes, but, like, it's absolutely 100% true. Like, because if a narcissist, like myself personally, if I feel like you're getting to know too much about me, I'll switch it up. And somebody's like, it's like my wife would say something like, I know everything about you. I would pick up a new hobby or pick up a new trait and switch it up on it because I don't like people knowing too much about me. And I feel like that's defense mechanism that I picked up over the years. You know, I'm 36 years old. Over the last 36 years, I picked up defense mechanisms the last about 29 years that I've been actually realized that I have narcissistic traits. I would just switch it up, like, music-wise, sports-wise and things like that. I started liking, like, you know, country music, R&B and stuff like that. People see me with the dreads and bouncing around, they automatically assume that I like rap music. You mustn't like rap music. Nope. I listen to country music. I'm a Luke Bryan fan. Like, strip it down. You know, back to you and me. You know, strip it down. Back to you and me. Like it used to be. Oh, Luke Bryan. You know, Chris Young. Jason Aldean. I'm all into that. I'm all into everything. I'm like a chameleon. And I think I've also picked up a lot of this stuff so I can blend into a lot of crowds. Even though I feel like I don't fit in to a lot of crowds, I feel like I can blend into any crowd. So I don't, like, I feel out of place on the inside, but, like, when I'm talking to people and I'm interacting with people, I typically, like, whatever situation I'm in, I typically can, you know, feel at peace or feel at home in that situation because I've accumulated enough personality characteristics or studied enough stuff to, you know, fit in. I'm in a country bar. They're like, what are you doing here with these dreads? I'm like, I'm listening to Luke Bryan. What you doing in here with that bald head? You know what I mean? I'm joking with people and things like that. And people, like, I just feel like you'll never really know that person. And a lot of times when I'm talking to people over Zoom or whatever, on TikTok or just in my live sessions on Instagram or something like that, people will say after they broke up with somebody and the narcissist, like, was living a double life, like, it just hurts me to know that I really never really knew that person. Or the person that I thought I loved and cared about, that person really doesn't exist. and things like that. That's very painful to think about. And it's true, because like you really don't ever, like the person the narcissist shows you in the beginning of a relationship is just who you, like, I feel like the question a narcissist asks themselves on the inside of their head, on the inside of our heads, is like, to you, when we first meeting you, tell us who you need us to be. Tell us who you want us to be so we can become that, so we can love bomb you and things like that. So we can give you whatever you need and want. Because like in that moment, like I told you, during a love bombing phase, I've literally felt like I was in love with that person. Like that person was my person. That person was the ideal person for me. I had met my soulmate and things like that. So I wanted to learn what they wanted and needed so I could give it to them. I wanted to learn everything about them so I could make them happy. You know what I mean? That's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to go as far as like...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Take it as far as like doing whatever I needed to do to make them laugh, or you know, traveling and giving them the favorite type of flowers and sending them, you know, the favorite songs and things like that. That's what I was trying to learn. It wasn't like, I know people was like, narcissists manipulate you from the beginning to just to hurt you. And it has never, I mean, most of the narcissists I've talked to, I ain't gonna say all of them, because some of them are sociopaths and psychopaths. They are out there being intentionally hurtful to people. But most of the narcissist people I talk to, their intent was to get to know the person, to love bomb them so they can keep them around. But you know what I mean? Like at the end of that process, like when the love bombing fades off, the narcissist gets tired of being somebody else and wants to actually be ourselves. And then you feel like you're talking to a different person. Like one day you wake up and I'm different, or the narcissist in your life, that person is acting differently now. Like that's a different, whole different person now. You're like, oh my goodness, what the heck is going on? You are totally different. You know, but to me, I'm not different. To me, I'm being myself now. Yeah, I'm trying to be comfortable around you now. And a lot of times you don't like that comfortableness, because this is not the person you met in the beginning. This is not who you signed up to date. This is not who you signed up to marry and things like that. You know what I mean? So now you're confused. Everybody's confused, and everybody, like, hearts are being broken. And it's a lot to do. It's a lot to process, and a lot to deal with when you mess with a narcissist. It just is. You know what I mean? I feel like the false self, like my ego, I mean, I don't like saying I have a fragile ego, but I just feel like my ego is damaged and things like that, because I'm scared. I'm afraid, like, I think I've always been afraid if I show people who I really am, that they won't like me, that they will reject me. Because the rejection is, to me, rejection is the worst thing you can do to a narcissist. Like, if you reject me, you break my heart, you automatically become an enemy. It's not just rejecting in a relationship-wise, intimacy. It's like if you reject me, like, for a job, if you reject me for promotion, if you reject me from school, you reject me from different things like that. It's not just relationships. It goes past just relationships, normal relationships. It dives deeply into all the other stuff as well. It's not, like I said, it's just not just intimate relationships. There's a lot of different moving pieces that go into, you know, rejection for a narcissist. And my therapist even said, like, the one of the main emotions that I feel is shame. She's like, you have a lot of shame in you. You have a lot of doubt in you. So having a social media presence as large as you have, you open yourself up to your biggest fears, which can help me fight. I mean, which, like I said, can take me in one of two directions. It can help me fight the shame and just be who I really am authentically, or it can make me retreat inside of myself and I get too much rejection and I just become a worse person. I start taking the anger, frustration and things out on my family and friends, because now I'm frustrated with the shame and the negativity that I get on my YouTube and TikToks and stuff like that. Not so much, like, the crazy thing about it is I get the most like, YouTube is my second largest platform. I have 59,000 people that follow me on YouTube. I have 1.1 million on my TikTok, and I get more negativity on YouTube. I had to, like, block way more people or hide them from the channel by YouTube than anything. Like, because people feel like they can come over there and just say some disrespectful stuff to me. I just hide them from the channel. So if you're on my YouTube, if you said some rude stuff to me, you're probably hidden from my channel. And you can't. The only person that can see your comments is you. So keep leaving your comments. Keep giving me the views, because I know nobody else can see your comments. So if you said something rude for me before, yeah, nobody sees it except for you. So congrats. You've been YouTube blocked. So, like I said, keep that, like, I don't like the negativity. I'm like, I get it, like I said, I get it sometimes, but then, like I said, here comes my little last minute rant, y'all. I get it sometimes, the negativity. I was like, I understand it. But when people just come at me, like, I'll have a video go viral on TikTok, and the first thing out of somebody's mouth is like, I really don't want to like this guy. Why? Because I'm black? And I'm just like, I'll joke around and say, why? Because I'm black? Yeah, no, because the whole narcissist part. Like, so you want to not like me for some stuff that I cannot control. I cannot control being have a narcissist personality disorder. What I can get control of is my behaviors and how I react to people. Anyway, so you want to like me for something somebody else done to you? I had no idea who they were or how they treated you. And this man, they say it too. I don't like this guy because he's a narcissist. Point blank, period. You shouldn't give a narcissist attention. Blah, blah, bloop, bloop, bloop. Y'all, there's a lot of more resources out here that you can get from narcissistic information from. You don't have to get it directly from the source. Because a lot of people are going to, like, hey guys, you can get those blanket statements everywhere, elsewhere. Because no, you don't hear no blanket statements on my channel. I don't use blanket statements of narcissism on my channel. This is idiotic to me. Like, for me to come out here and use a blanket statement that encompasses all narcissism, like it's a one-size-fits-all thing. Every narcissistic person was created on an assembly line. It has the exact same traits and feels the exact same way. It does the exact same thing. Nope. Everybody's situation is going to be different. Everybody's socioeconomic status is going to be different. Race, ethnicity, sex, gender, all that stuff is going to be different. So, you know, not everybody's going to be the same when it comes to this personality disorder. But anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. I'm in my son's baseball game. I said, like, if y'all watching on YouTube, you can see I'm sitting in the back of my Prius. hanging out right now. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Mental Hood, like and subscribe. If you're watching on the YouTube, and if you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, you know, hit the 5 stars for me. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm so thankful, beyond grateful. Mental Hood is out. Peace.